Lesson 7C. Exercises 4 and 5. Speaker 1.
When I was a teenager, I was really into writing poems. I did it all the time, and I thought they were brilliant. They were all about love and death and big topics like that, very serious stuff. I guess I was a typical teenager in that respect. Anyway, I sent some of these poems to a poetry magazine and they published one of them. I was so happy. I showed it to all my classmates and I actually think it made me more popular. They were impressed. At that time, I actually had ambitions to be a poet professionally, but in fact, I'm a dentist.
Speaker 2.
I was in London about a year ago and had to get the tube from Westminster to London Bridge. I was in my seat and when I looked up, I noticed a poster on the wall of the carriage with a poem on it. So I read it aloud. It was short, only a few lines. A very romantic poem about what it feels like to be in love. And this girl opposite me said, "That was beautiful. Did you write it?" She didn't know I was reading it from a poster. Anyway, we started chatting and ended up swapping phone numbers. We see each other quite often now.
Speaker 3.
When I was about 10 years old, I had a big argument with my best friend, Louise. I can't remember what it was about. I just remember we fell out badly and weren't talking to each other. I felt terrible. So I wrote her this poem. It was all about why I liked her and why I was sorry that I had upset her. I wanted to stay best friends with her. I wrote it on a piece of paper and put it through her door. That evening, she called me and said, "Do you want to come round and play?" And that was it. Everything was okay again. It was probably a terrible poem, but it worked. And, of course, I meant it.